Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Time for our weekly legal briefs from attorney at County Law, Karen Conti. Karen, let's start this morning with Britney Spears. And yesterday, finally, a motion was filed to remove her father as her conservator. Why did this take so long?
That's the question everyone wants to know the answer to. And, you know, I don't know how it even came about. It seemed that she agreed to the situation many, many years ago and then just let it go. And there were so many people involved in her life and her decisions that it just makes no sense. But what does make sense is that she wants to, basically run her life herself. She's asked her father to be removed as the conservator for her decisions regarding finances. He's the one who's in control. She said she would, wants to do it herself or have somebody else do it. And I think the judge is going to have to see if she is able to do that and is going to conduct a hearing to figure out if she's capable of making decisions that are in her best interest.
Let's talk about R. Kelly for a minute here. His lawyers said this week they would fight prosecutors' bid to tell jurors about allegations beyond the actual charges at his upcoming federal sex trafficking trial. What does this mean, and what do you think is going to happen here?
Yeah, well, this is the one out in New York, and it's scheduled to start August 9th, and it's a racketeering charge, basically saying that he was he engaged in a pattern and practice of having all these girls come through his place. So the idea is that now they're really trying to dirty him up. They're going back 15, 16 years, and they have allegations that he had sex with a minor boy. They have allegations that a clerk in the Circuit Court of Cook County was bribed to make an ID and a marriage certificate for his wife, Ayla, who died in a plane crash. I mean, they're just trying to dirty him up, which I understand why they're trying to do that, but I also understand why R. Kelly's lawyers are fighting it, because they're saying, let's go to the allegations that are at issue here, but all this dirtying up, is going to complicate the trial.
Now on to Lollapalooza, or in this case, we'll call it legal Palooza, and what do kids need to know? What do parents need to tell kids about legal rights? Because every year there are at least some arrests for various things, right, Karen?
Yeah, there are a lot of arrests. And I think, my prediction is there are going to be more arrests this year. And here's why. First of all, we have COVID, of course. But we also have had some situations where people were bringing guns into hotels. And there's a concern that these big festivals could be a target for the crazies out there. So they're going to be searches. And I always tell parents to tell their kids, have fun, but behave. And, look at the rules. I mean, you can't bring alcohol in. You can't bring drugs in. You can't hop the fence. And know that if a policeman, confronts you, you should be very polite to that person. You should be compliant. But if you're arrested, you should probably ask for a lawyer and not to answer questions. And also know that if you do have a criminal charge and a conviction, it can adversely impact your child's life forever. I mean, getting a rental, college scholarship, getting into a college, getting a job. I mean, some of these things trail people for 20 years. I'm called all the time to say, how can I get this off my record? So it's an important situation.
Good to know. And what are your rights as far as searches? If an authority wants to search you, if it's a police officer or if it's a security officer at the festival?
Yeah, it's different in the festival than out, right? Outside, they have to have probable cause, and then they're limited to what they can search. They can only search for the crime evidence. But when you're in that facility, there are likely waivers that you have, and you give up your right. You give up your Fourth Amendment rights regarding searches and seizures. So, yes, they can look through your stuff. They can go through your water bottle and determine if it's vodka, and they can arrest you if you've violated the rules. I mean, I don't know that they're going to arrest everybody. I don't think they can. But they have more rights because you've waived it, because you bought the ticket and you've agreed to submit to searches throughout your time at Lollapalooza.
Are we going to see a situation where someone picks up the Delta variant at this festival and then takes legal action against the promoters? Could somebody do that?
Yeah, you know, that's a big prediction that might happen. But in the past, it looks like, you know, the lawsuits against Lollapalooza have largely been not successful for personal injuries. People trip in the mud or people get hit with something. And usually those lawsuits are not very successful because you have to sue the city, which is a higher standard. And most of the things that happen, you probably waived in your ticket. And certainly they're taking a lot of precautions, you know, to make sure that you're vaccinated or that you have a negative test. So it seems like the city has really done everything it can to make this safe.
Well, at least it won't be 100 degrees, and usually it is for Lollapalooza. It's supposed to be back in the 80s, but chance of thunderstorms, so who knows. Karen Conti, more on the radio here Sunday afternoon, 3 until 5. Thank you, Karen. We'll talk to you here next week.
Take care, Bob.